بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I assure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Today, we are here marking a new Hijra year. This week, we are getting into a new year. A new year for a Muslim, not for celebration or decoration of lighting candle or have a festival. A new year for a Muslim is a point to review and to observe, to think and wonder. Today, when we are getting into a new year, for a Muslim to think about what happened last year. Nation was up been down, and nations which was down been up. Some people have victory and some people been conquered. Some people used to be alive, they are dead. and some people who used to be among us under the dirt. A Muslim is like a businessman, a smart businessman. We do business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah told us, هَذَا أَذُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Should I inform you about a business which will save you from hellfire? So there is a tijara, there is a business and dealing between us and Allah. Now today, me and you, we need to sit here and reflect and think. Did we win or did we lose? Have we been successful Muslims? What happened with Ramadan? What happened with Hajj? What happened with the zakah? What happened with the fasting? Did we fulfill our obligation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is that? If I drop at this moment, which way I'm going? How is my grave going to be? This is a wise Muslim. He has to sit and open his book and look, what did I do last year? What kind of a prophet? What kind of blessings? What kind of sins? What kind of haram? What did I do? And what I didn't? It is a moment of thinking, reflecting. What did I do that was supposed to be done before? Or what did I do that was not supposed to be done? And also to reflect this coming year that approaches us already. What's going to be my attitude, my business with Allah? I'm going to be a winner. I'm going to be a loser. The year is gone, and many things that some of us have fallen short in it. If you're going to the mosque, or fulfilling their obligation towards their wives, or fulfilling their obligation towards the community, we've been short in many things, with no doubt. The moment that you think that everything is okay with you, you are a perfect Muslim, everything is done, that you're good, so good, if you dropped it now, you're going direct to the paradise. This is a calamity. As long as you are alive, you need to accuse yourself. And you always have to understand and to feel the guilt of falling short in your duty with Allah and towards Allah, and that your business that you should do is something better than what you did last year. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, today we leave the khutbah and leave the mosque with a lot of thoughts in our mind. What happened last year? And what's going to happen next year? Where I'm going to be? And when since I fell short last year in my prayer, or my obligation towards Allah, or my obligation towards my family, do we have intention to change? I will try to improve ourselves and to have a better year, getting more closer to Allah, understand our deen more, have more commitment to Islam, and to try to have a better relationship with the other Muslims, and how to try to help others. Don't let this moment pass in your life without any thinking or any reflection. A year is gone, and another year already started. But when it comes the month of Al-Muharram, which is the first month of the Islamic calendar, it brings a lot of memories to our mind. This is the month that Allah, the Prophet ﷺ called it, Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month of Allah. Although all the lands belong to Allah, and all the time belongs to Allah, special month Allah call it Shahrullah al-Muharram. This is the month, al-Muharram is the month of Allah. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had told us that أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم, that the best kind of fasting after Ramadan is the month of Allah المحرم. أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم, وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل. حبيب, drop the heat down, please. You can open the exit, please. The best fasting after Ramadan is the fasting in the month of Allah al-Muharram. And the best prayer that you perform after fulfilling your obligation is the Salah by night. The Salah by night. Fasting in month of Al-Muharram. Shahr fasting. But there is a specific day, a special day, قُلْ يَوْمُ عَاشُرَى, the 10th of Al-Muharram. What is the history and the background of Ashura? As Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما قال, قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة فوجد يهود يصومون يوم عاشوراء, فقال ما هذا؟ فقالوا يوم عظيم نجى الله فيه موسى وأغرق أهل فرعون, فصامه موسى شكرا لله. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نحن أولى بموسى وأحق بصيامه منكم, فصامه وأمر صلى الله عليه وسلم بصيامه. Was the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, please move forward. Was the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم came to المدينة, found a Jewish community, the fasting the day of Al-Muharram, the day of Ashura in the month of Muharram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what is the history, what's the occasion behind fasting the 10th of Al-Muharram? They said, this is a great day. Why? Because in that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has saved his Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and he drowned the enemy, the Pharaoh. So we fast this day as a way of gratitude to Allah, because he had saved our Prophet and he drowned his enemy, Pharaoh. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, we are closer to Musa than you. We are closer to Musa. We are Muslims. We are closer to Musa because we follow the Tawheed. We stand for La ilaha illallah, Musa Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Isa Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. We never associate partner beside Allah. We never talk about Allah. We never say, وَقَالَتِ الْحُدُ لَهُ اللَّهِ مَعْلُولًا, that children said, the hand of Allah is tight, is stingy. He doesn't want to give. Astaghfirullah. We say la ilaha illallah at all time, in all forms and in all meaning. We did not prescribe partner beside to Allah or equal to Allah. Neither we talk about Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نحن أولى بموسى منكم. We are closer to Musa. We know about Musa. We know about the Sharia of Musa. We know the way of Musa of Tawheed. And the result of this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he observed the fasting. We love Musa. We are followers of Musa. When you are follower of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the follower of Isa and Musa and Ibrahim and Ishmael and Ishaq and Zakaria and Yusuf and Yunus and everyone been sent by Allah. But why except موسى and when you see Jesus عليه السلام, you are not a believer according to Islam. But when you accept Musa and you talk ill about Jesus, you are not recognized by Islam, which is the deen of Ibrahim and the deen of Moses and the deen of Isa. And when you say that Jesus is Son of God, تعالى الله عما يقولون علوا كبيرا, you are not any Muslim anymore and you don't say Tawheed anymore. So when you follow the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, when you stand on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, you are dearer and closer to Moses and Jesus and to anyone more than anybody else who claims that they followed him. So the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, we closer to Musa than you. And as a result of this, we're going to be happy with this occasion. We're going to be grateful and thankful to Allah for him for saving Musa and drowning his enemy Pharaoh. And the Prophet ﷺ had ordered the Sahaba to observe the fasting of Ashura. So when it comes the month of Muharram, it brings a lot of memories to the mind of the Muslim, especially about the Prophet Musa. And if we want to talk about Musa, we may talk forever. He's a great man. Yes, he's a man. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to him, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. Subhanallah. This is the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. I invited you Moses with my love. You want to talk about Musa? We can sit forever talk about Musa. Especially when the Muharram comes and the fasting of Ashura comes, it will bring this memory, good memories of the Prophet Musa to our mind. And we believe in Musa. And we love Musa. And this is the man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. This is the diploma. This is the certificate. This is the tazkiyah that Allah gave it to a man. This is the man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And I endowed you, Moses, with my love to such a degree that you have no choice except to love Musa when you see Musa. To such a degree that Allah made even his own enemy raise him up. The man who went to kill more than children for honor. Kill all the children. Any boys killed them. Why? Because greed, selfishness is a serious problem. When you're only thinking about yourself, it's very dangerous. So it doesn't matter if we call more Egypt for me to be there and to remain in my kingdom, on my seat, on my arch, in my soul, kill all the boys. Why? Because my throne, my authority, my possession, doesn't matter. Everybody lies, but for me to live. Greed, selfishness. How much you can eat? You can eat, and after this, you have limitation. You love yourself too much, you want to take everything. And until a certain time, if you eat anymore, you may throw up or you get sick and they take you to the hospital. Subhanallah. But when is the eyes bigger than the stomach, when the mind starts to think about me only, is danger. So kill all the boys for me to remain, to be in the throne. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has his own plan. Doesn't matter what Pharaoh or his government or Haman or anybody can make on a block. Allah has his own plan. You can map it, you can write it, you can bomb it, you can do anything. Still Allah has his own plan and you don't know from where it will come. It can come under your own feet. None of this, I'm going to make you free or you kill all of the boys and make you raise your own enemy, the one who will kill you or the one who will your throne and make you out. You take Musa. Raise him in your own house. SubhanAllah, my brothers and sisters, when we read these stories of the Quran and see how Allah works something, doesn't matter if you want it or no, you like it or no. And some of Mufassirin said the people of Bani Israel, they complained to Pharaoh, saying, "Now we killed all the boys. Soon or later, it's not going to be legalized. It's not going to be any males." He says, "Okay, we'll make 1 year, keep the boys, and 1 year, kill. Leave them alive." Selfishness. And he says that Harun been born is the year that boy is supposed to be saved, not to kill. But Musa been born in the year that all the boy is supposed to be killed. And now his mother became scared. What am I going to do now? SubhanAllah. Doesn't matter. Don't worry. Allah has his own plan. So brothers, we would like to talk about the Prophet Musa. And this man, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. He was so great. And Allah chose him and selected him, and Allah gave him a speciality. Like last week we talked about the Prophet Ibrahim, he was Khalilullah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah took Ibrahim as an intimate friend. Now when you go about Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Allah spoke with Musa directly. No agent, no angel, no communication through any other agent, directly, and he listened to Allah. Musa alayhi salam been specialized to be talking with Allah directly and hearing the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such a degree when he heard it, he loved it. Now he wants to get closer more. He wants to see more, and he even went to ask Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Oh, let me see you now. Now I want to look at you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَرَانِي. You could not. You could not because you are not prepared for this yet. You still flesh and blood. You could not take it. You could not take it. Brothers and sisters, as I say, when we come to the khutbah, we come to remind each other to listen to something that it may give us energy and give us a motivation that when we go home, we open the Quran and start to read and learn more. Today, I'm asking you, inshallah, when you go home, open the Quran and read about the Prophet Musa. And basically, in most of the surahs of the Quran, you found part of the story of Musa. And inshallah, if Allah will, we can talk in details more about the Prophet Musa in more khutbah coming. But basically, I'm letting you understand that what was the occasion behind the fasting. And I want to remind you that this is the beginning of the new year. And the beginning of the new year does not mean slapping your face, or having parties and candies, or doing anything especially. It's only something to mark, so you can know how to count and how to know how old you are, or how many more time before somebody paying your debt, or how long more the lady have to wait for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the hisab and the counting so you can learn and you can carry your business in your daily life. We are starting a new year, and the new year bringing a lot of memories to us about Kalimullah and the man whom Allah said to him, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي, that I made you, Musa, specially for my own self. Now, although that Musa, he has the problem to talk, but it's not what he can, what he can't. If Allah wants the message to reach, it will reach. When Allah sent Musa, he said, "Oh Allah, I want my brother." Why you want your brother? Musa, he said, "I have a problem. It's the way how to pronounce words. I could not speak fluently. I could not deliver the message." But it doesn't matter what you are, Musa. You are the one being chosen by Allah. And Allah made you to be able to carry a message to the worst person in existence. He claimed and he said, "Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. I am your Lord, the Most High." And Allah chose Musa. What he say, "Wahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli." Give me, enable me, let my tongue get loose that I can talk properly and deliver the message so Pharaoh can understand what I'm talking about. This is the man with this problem in his tongue. Allah sent him to the worst and the worst kind of a person in crime. Not about killing and all the things. Killing is haram and wrong is haram. Drinking is haram. But for somebody to say, "Ana Rabbukum al-A'la," this is the worst kind of a crime can be ever exist. Allah sent who to him? Musa alayhi salam. I leave you today with this reminder, asking you inshallah that you read more about the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حديث in the virtue of fasting the day of Ashura. عن أبي قتادة رضي الله عن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صيام يوم عاشوراء فقال يكفر السنة الماضية. The Prophet ﷺ has been questioned concerning the fasting of the day of Ashura, the 10th of the Muharram. He said, "It is a means of expiation for your sin for the whole past year." Look, brothers, look to this deen. Look to the mercy of Allah. How simple and how easy the deen of Islam. A fasting of one day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you of forgiving your best sin for a whole year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَى قَابِلْ لَأَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَ." If Allah extend my life, I will fast the 9th of Al-Muharram. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam don't want to have anything to be imitation with the Jewish. Because this is a special ummah. It's a special ummah in everything. Their adhan, their salah, their fasting, their marriage, everything. The way how they look, in everything. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew that the occasion of fasting Ashura, the Jewish was fasting because Allah said Moses. Although this is some way to get closer to Allah, but he doesn't want to be have any similarity with the Jewish. So he said, "When if Allah extend my life, next year I will fast what? The 9th and the 10th. The 9th and the 10th, as it came in the other hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in hadith which reported by Ibn Abbas, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صوموا يوم عاشوراء وخالفوا فيه اليهود وصوموا قبله يوما أو بعده يوما صحح الإمام الألباني رحمة الله عليه. ابن عباس reports the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Fast the day of Ashura. Be different from the Jewish. Don't imitate them. Fast a day before or a day after." Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we have to try to have intention to fast as much as we can from this month, and you have to understand that this occasion of Ashura has nothing to do with Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. May Allah be pleased with them. And this is not an occasion for us to slap our face or to beat ourselves or to do anything like this. Let's assume that Ashura has something to do with the death of Hassan and Hussein. Beating yourself, making yourself bleeding, doing whatever you're doing, you're not going to bring Hassan and Hussein back to life. And if we're supposed to be sad for anybody's death, we should be more sad about the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody said, but because Al-Hassan al-Hussein they've been killed, somebody betrayed them, so the same thing happened to Umar, same thing happened to many Sahaba, so our life will be nothing but sadness, an occasion for beating ourselves, hurting our body, bleeding and doing all the things. Ashura has nothing to do with it. And even if you have to do something, making yourself a bleeding, you are not bringing back Al-Hassan Al-Hussein. If you love Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein radiallahu anhum, and if you love the grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stay on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have the same manner of Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Be kind, be forgiving to others. I close this with the tradition that Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, one day he came with some quotation of the Torah, start reading, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting and his face start to change, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar was reading, he's not paying attention, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is watching the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam changing. And after this he yelled at Umar and said, what's wrong with you? You don't see the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And right away Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked Allah's forgiveness and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgiveness. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, by Allah, لو كان موسى بن عمران حيا ما وسعه إلا اتباعي. By Allah, if Moses is still alive, he has no choice except to follow me. We see Muslims, some Muslims deviating right and left, as if the Quran is not enough for them, as if the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not enough for them. To such a degree in some so-called Muslim country, I hear they have now a new book called Al-Furqan, and now they're mixing Arabic, English, Quran, Bible, Torah, everything, and they introduce it even to the school, to the children. Subhanallah, we don't need anything. Quran is enough for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet. How you got to bring from here and there? The Quran has already accumulated and got everything that was in the previous books. Believe it or not, is the Fatiha itself. Is the Fatiha itself. It has memorized everything in the previous books. In the Fatiha. But if you can understand the Fatiha, we don't need anything else. Quran is sufficient for us, and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sufficient for us. We don't need to take from the Bible, we don't need to take from the Injil, we don't need to get from the Torah, we don't need to get the poetry, we don't need to support anything by other philosophy or other methodology or what we call them philosoph or a thinker or whatever it is, and they have different names from Greek and every China and all these things. Subhanallah, that because we don't know how to taste the Quran, we don't know how to taste and the sweetness of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so now we want crazy right and left to get them from here and there. China going to teach us now. Fear Allah in this deed, and let the Quran be sufficient for you, and let the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be your guidance. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد